Hello and welcome to your five for today. The Bible is the world's best-selling book, and one of its glories is its tremendous unity. This unity has been seen by many people as the divine stamp of God and has proved to be a convincing argument for the miraculous nature of Holy Scripture. The fact is that the word Bible means books, and it is made up of 66 books brought into one volume and divided into Old and New Testaments. The Old Testament was completed 400 years before the birth of Christ, and the New Testament was completed by the end of the 1st century AD. Yet there is complete unity, a wholeness, all fitting together like a wonderful jigsaw. Imagine if we were to build a monument in our town to celebrate the idea of Wales. To make it truly representative of the whole of Wales, messages go out to all 22 borough councils, asking for stones from their area to use in the monument, and eventually all the stone arrives. We watch this large monument being erected, and to our surprise, each stone fits into the structure. And by the end, everything has joined together and there are no stones left over. Then we realize that it was not chance or coincidence that enabled it to fit together, but the monument had been designed by an architect, and he had sent detailed instructions and measurements of the exact requirements from each county, and so they arrived ready to be fitted together like a giant three-dimensional jigsaw. In the same way, we can view the Bible. It was written over a period of more than 1,400 years, from the early writings of Moses to the late writings of the Apostle John. The writers, of which there were nearly 40, lived in different areas. Some wrote in Israel, some wrote in Babylon, others in Rome, Patmos, and so on. Many of the writers therefore never met each other, and they often lived in different social levels of society, with some being kings and of the royal household. Others were fishermen or farmers. There were civil servants and priests who wrote down some of the scripture. Also, they wrote in different languages, with the Old Testament mainly written in Hebrew, with some short sections of Aramaic, and the New Testament was written in Greek. From these disparate and seemingly separate strands of writing, we have a book that is powerful in its unity, with each writer complementing the others. To take one piece away is to undermine the whole structure. The scriptures move like a rolling stream into one glorious unity. How could that be? Well, like the architect behind the monument, there was a mind, a divine mind, behind the putting together of scripture. The claim of the Bible is that it was divinely written and inspired by God. It has a unity of message and purpose while bringing great blessings to those who read it and take on board its message. The great theme of the Bible is to tell us the purpose of life, which is to know God and to enjoy fellowship with him forever. In the beginning we knew God, but sin entered and we lost our connection with God. Jesus came to establish that relationship by dying on the cross to deal with our sin. Therefore, all who come to Jesus in faith can know God as their Father and enter into the wonder and glory of his family. Jesus must always be seen in Scripture. The Old Testament, through prophecies and promises, tell us he is coming, and there are great details given about his life long before he lived. The Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke and John, tell us he is here on earth fulfilling those prophecies and making a way for us to know God. From the book of Acts to the book of Jude in the New Testament, Jesus is in heaven and looks down upon his people and sends his Holy Spirit to enlighten us about the Gospel. And the last book of the Bible, Revelation, tells us about the end times and the judgment which we must all face, but which we can face with confidence if we know Jesus as our Lord and Saviour. God bless you, and thank you for listening.